Welcome to the Game Changers Radio Show, where CEOs, business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover game-changing ideas from world-famous entrepreneurs, business celebrities, and the Game Changers team of experts. You'll hear inspiring stories, game-changing ideas, and their one big thing that launched them on towards success. Your hosts for the show are Mark Imperial, a highly sought-after marketing strategist and experiential implementer who helps famous brands like Nintendo and Under Armour connect to the hearts of their consumer. He's a genius at creating floods of customers for businesses of any size. And Bob Regnerus, a renowned business author, speaker, coach, and master of helping clients sell big-ticket products and services on the Internet. He's helped generate millions in sales for hundreds of companies, including Dartmouth University and Miracle-Ear.
There's nothing wrong with the capitalism. There's nothing wrong with the free enterprise.
Now, it's time to get your game on. Here are Mark and Bob.
Hey, it's a great day. Welcome to the show, Game Changers. I'm Mark Imperial.
I'm Bob Regnerus. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Yourself, Bob. You know what? This is our Power Idea Hour. I'm rebranding it.
You're rebranding?
Yeah, usually we say it's a power thinking hour, but you know, recent studies show that the American public really doesn't want to do much thinking.
So we're going to just do stuff.
So we're just going to give them ideas.
All right, let's just give ideas.
It's your power idea hour. So here's why you're listening. First of all, Game Changers, fans of the show, they know exactly why they're here. Okay. But for those of you who stumbled here on accident, kind of just flipping the dial, here's why you're here. Right? You're here to get big ideas. Isn't that right? We're not going to talk about real estate today, are we, Bob?
I'm playing with my misting bottle.
We're not here to talk about real estate?
No.
Financial investing?
No, we're talking like ideas in action.
Notice we did not have a disclaimer at the top of the show.
No, we're not. No, no legal stuff. No legal stuff.
So this is a real deal because this is the Power Idea Hour.
Well, we've packed this show today.
Yeah.
This is good stuff. And we have like this famous person in the studio that nobody knows, but everyone has heard of.
Yes.
Is that you think that's a good way to introduce you?
They definitely don't know me, but they sure might know the product.
Yeah. Imagine a goldfish. See, I threw it in. Okay. And here's how it's going to make you $1 million or more. Okay. Now, I had to like do that to get that in the show. But here's the deal. This show is going to be all about big ideas, and it's for, you know, here's our disclaimer.
Big ideas.
We can make a disclaimer that sells.
All right.
Remember disclaimers that sell?
I do.
Like, seek medical attention for erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Yes.
Okay. So we could actually just make one up. The show and the comments heard here are not part of the station, but they are definitely relevant to those who want greater results in their life, in their businesses. If they want money to magically fall from the sky, amazing specimens from the opposite sex to be immediately attracted to you.
The show is not responsible for making millionaires. What could be?
Here's the deal. This is a triple header today. We're talking about service businesses, okay?
All right.
And we're talking about inventions. This is like fascinating stuff. So if you have a service business out there, a retail, a brick and mortar, or you are an inventor or a wannabe inventor, you're going to want to pay attention to every minute of the show.
We may be distracted by the invention itself in the studio, but I'll try to keep focus, Mark.
And I do have this one disclaimer right now. We have to remind folks listening that you have to be able to, I'm going to say think for a second.
Okay.
There are applications for everything you hear today.
Yes.
In your business. So we might have a fitness business on the show today, but there are applications to what we're going to talk about for your retail business.
You mean customers walking in a door and actually paying you money?
Absolutely. Okay. We might be talking about the invention business. Okay. But inventors, there's applications in other businesses. So make sure you're spotting those tiny little hinges.
And I think if you're a fan of Shark Tank, you'll like this show, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So here's the deal. We've got this doubleheader. We're going to be talking to a niche specialty fitness club, not just an ordinary fitness club, but we're going to talk about all the rage, the workout craze that's sweeping the nation and how it's now infiltrating the Midwest, Illinois, Naperville to be particular, and soon to spread out. Okay.
All right.
Then we're going to be talking about the invention hunter, like the original invention hunter on the show. And we're going to be talking about a service business as a DJ entertainer in that industry. So those are our guests for today, Bob.
It's going to be a good show.
Sounds like it. So let's just jump right in.
We got to talk to these guests.
Absolutely. The first guest that I'm going to bring on the show, this is fascinating to me, and it shall be to all of our listeners out there. Mr. Greg Steiner, he's the inventor of what I now know is called the Squeeze Breeze, which is the original misting fan spray bottle. You got everybody out there probably has five of these like Bob does.
I was going to say, I thank you all.
Oh, man.
Greg, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Greg, you kept my kids cool all weekend. It was 95 degrees at the softball tournament. They're all there with their Squeeze Breeze. I had no idea. Mark literally is like, Bob, listen who we have on the show today. I was so excited. The girls love your product.
And thanks for bringing them in here. Well, we're playing with them.
You got to try them to understand them. I mean, they stop heat exhaustion, believe it or not.
Yes, they do. Now tell us, Greg, give me some background. Tell me your story, because from what I've seen here, it's interesting.
I was a lineman for Commonwealth Edison. I repaired power towers and power lines.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Well, here it goes. I fell. I fell four stories and wound up in the hospital for 32 days. And in the hospital, for some crazy reason, I started thinking of things. I was never creative. So by that fall, believe it or not, I feel something got jarred. And my sister-in-law was sitting at the chair, and she was reading an article about Elvis Presley used to sit by the pool with a fan plugged into an outlet and a garden hose next to him. And I says, oh, my God, that doesn't even, that's stupid. He can electrocute himself. But some reason, I couldn't get rid of that. I couldn't get rid of that idea. The fan and the wall, I just couldn't get rid of it. So over a year of going back to work and climbing poles and sitting up there, I'm saying, this water thing, what can I do? What's going on with this water thing? Wound up, Little League game, sitting over there, kid with a Gatorade bottle. Another kid bought a fan at Walgreens, and he's going to squirt himself in the face with it. And I go, oh, here goes a fight. And I saw him squirt him in the face, and I says, oh, my God, batteries. Nobody can get electrocuted with batteries. So that's what happened. Made the first prototype, went through hell, did all the wrong things, called the 800 number that you see on TV, got ripped off there, got the wrong lawyers, got beat up for about 6 years before it finally came in tuition. And then from 93 until this date, we sold over 80 million of these.
Wow.
80 million units of
80 million units of the Squeeze Breeze.
The Squeeze
Breeze. So you can fly across the country and you look out the window of the airplane and you know that like every home that you see has one of your spray bottles in it down there.
It's a beautiful thing. But I sold the company a little short. I sold the company 7 years ago and we were at 20 million. Uh-huh. So I missed out on the other 60 million units.
Okay, but in the meantime, I understand that you were helping other entrepreneurs or inventors with their ideas?
Well, I did a little retirement deal, but I couldn't retire, so I was helping new inventors to keep busy. And as we all know, to come up with an idea and have it really work is really a tough project. So my thought was give them free advice and send them in the right direction. And if I see something I really like, maybe I'd back it. And the reason I gave the free advice is because people did that for me, and it got me to where I was. So that became fun. And I can't tell you how many people came in with the craziest, wildest, goofiest things.
So when you first started, did you realize how much work it was going to be an inventor?
You know what? No, I didn't. And it took a lot of money and a lot of failures. Mm-hmm. And if you're not ready for that, don't get into this business.
Yeah, tell me about those TV commercials that you see. What are they selling?
Well, then, I don't know if they still act like that, but in those old days, they get you in there and they tell you how great your idea is. Then they get you to come up. The first meeting's free. The second meeting, you had to come up with $500 for a business plan. And they give you a 32-page business plan that looked beautiful, but it was exactly the same for everybody that came in, except for they changed the front page and the middle page. And then they get you to make a prototype for $5,400, and then that was it. You would never hear from them again. So I got beat up that way and learned from that. And then I was lucky enough to run into a patent lawyer that was a friend of mine. And he sat me down. He says, Greg, he shook me a little bit because I started getting too creative. I was going to do the water misting thing. I was going to do this. I was going to do that. He says, you got to stop. You got to concentrate on one thing and finish it and do it. And with his advice and his wisdom, got me to where I was going. And I had a couple of mentors. The guy that invented the Gatorade bottle was a great help to me. His name is Leon Levy. Here in the city of Chicago, and he helped me through it, too.
Did anybody, think, that's not a big idea? You combined two things, and you made it into one.
They say, what's the invention? How can that be invented? A fan's been invented already in a water bottle. Mm-hmm. But by me combining them in the way I did, I got a patent from it. So it protected us. We went through several lawsuits, and we won them all. So it worked.
Yeah, so your accountant can prove it, that was, you know, that's all that matters.
I mean, you took this on Oprah, right?
We had it on Oprah. Yeah, we've had it everywhere.
You've been everywhere in media. You are famous without people knowing you.
Right. You hit it right on the head.
Which is fantastic. You can walk down the streets in Naperville. No one will recognize you except the butcher and the guy, you know, right?
Right.
You know, that's the kind of fame I would want.
It is the kind of fame. It's the kind of fame we talked about at Media Masters.
You can still go to the grocery store in my pajamas.
Exactly.
I don't do that.
Yeah. You do even know what the grocery store is?
I do. I am not as bad as Dan or what's...
Well, we got to come back after the break. We're going to talk more with Greg. We're going to talk to our other guests who are operating a pretty cool franchise in Naperville. But join us on the web, GameChangersRadioShow.com, and download our app from the iTunes Store or the Google Play Store. Game Changers Radio. Look for that app.
And we'll be right back.
Attention, local business owners and self-employed professionals. Grab a pen because I'm going to give you the number one proven secret to make 2012 your best year ever. I'm Mark Imperial, and along with Bob Rigneris, we host the Game Changers radio show Saturday nights at 7. Each week, we interview game changers and learn the secrets of their success. These are business stories from struggle to success with the business celebrities who made them famous. Want the number one secret shared by the world's most successful business people like Bill Gates and the late Steve Jobs? Visit GameChangersRadioShow.com right now. We'll also give you our New Year's marketing checklist to make 2012 your best year ever. Visit GameChangersRadioShow.com. That's GameChangersRadioShow.com. Or call our 24-hour recorded info line toll-free at 888-595-8686. That's 888-595-8686. And listen to the Game Changers Radio Show Saturday nights at 7 with me, Mark Imperial, and Bob Rigneris right here on AM 560 WIND.
AM 560. Hey, we're back at Game Changers, business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here are Mark Imperial and Bob Rigneris.
Hey, welcome back, Game Changers. GameChangersRadioShow.com. We are talking with the inventor of the squeeze breeze, Mr. Greg Steiner, who has a new invention here in the studio. Before we unveil that, I want to ask you a question. We all watch Shark Tank. We have these big expos where inventors get to walk in and pitch their product for 3 minutes. What's your advice to those that think they have the next squeeze breeze?
I say go around to your closest friends, the people that know you, and show it to them and see what they think of it. Because if anybody's going to tell you the truth, it's going to be your mom, your dad, your brother, your aunt, your cousins. They're all going to tell you the truth, I think. I mean, that's what worked for me. And I think that's where you start first.
So what are you looking for that's a great idea?
Yes. Would you buy one? And then the trick is, what would you pay for it?
Okay.
These are main, I mean, some people have great ideas and they overprice them and that's the end of it.
I've just figured it out, Bob. You know my glow-in-the-dark shoes? I had the propeller to it.
Yeah.
A little fan.
But you wanted $80 for them.
Well, the self-propelled glow-in-the-dark shoes, right?
Yeah.
Because doesn't your heart break for some of these guys that go in the Shark Tank? They've poured, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then Mr. Wonderful says to them, that's a terrible idea. I'd burn it.
You know what? That can also be a booster. That can also make you want to even try harder to make it work. I mean, I can't tell you how many people thought I was crazy when they first saw it, because I would have it taped on a Windex bottle, and they look at me and go, what the hell is that?
What was your game-changing moment? What was your big break?
My big break was the Taste of Chicago, 1993. The heat was unbelievable there, and we were in a booth with a Banana Boat, which was a suntan lotion at the time, and they were just coming to the Chicagoland. They were brand new. And so the guy, I asked if I could have half the booth, and he said, okay. So what we did is we made 10,000 units, and we figured if it takes us all year to sell this, we got a business. We sold all 10,000 in 4 days, so we knew we had some. Meanwhile, the booth next to us was Target. They just came into the Chicagoland area. Nobody knew who they were, you know, and they were watching it, and the guy came over and gave me a card, and he says, hey, I got a buyer. Go see him when you get a chance.
My goodness. See? Be somewhere.
And, be, you know, somewhere.
I
be
truly
somebody.
Believe being at the right place at the right time is everything. I mean, for me, that's how it works. And then you got to dig in a little bit. How I got into Walmart is I was reading a newspaper, and the Walmart buyers were all meeting at a convention in New Orleans. So I found out what hotel it was. I flew down there with 32 cases, and I went to the bellboy, and I gave him $5 for every case he can get into a buyer's room.
You are a sniper. I love it.
The next morning, the buyer's kids were at the pool with my squeeze bottle. Everybody's asking, where'd that come from? And that's how I got into Walmart. So it's, you know, guerrilla marketing stuff. You don't have to spend a ton of money to do it. You just got to be creative.
Mark just fell in love all over again.
I love shameless promotion and sniping. That's just awesome. Tell us about the new product that you're back with.
We are holding it in our hands.
We are holding it right now in the studio.
The new product is called Mist and Fan, MISTNFAN.com. And what it is, it's a squeeze breeze version without the batteries. So it's actually green.
It's green.
And
it's
it does exactly the same thing. And it runs anywhere from $299 to $399. So it's an affordable product that stops heat exhaustion.
What are some other ideas for this? You were talking about some really cool uses.
Well, you know what? I would really like to get it to the Red Cross, FEMA, because, you know, as we all know what happened in Haiti. Well, all those people were sitting in the street pouring water on their heads, and it was, you know, 103 degrees out. This could help them. This can save them from heat stroke.
So describe this, Mark. You paint a picture for us. This is very simple, but very effective.
Me.
Be my eyes, Mark.
Picture this. Rain. No, it is a spray bottle with like a fan-like fly swatter creature on top.
Yep.
And where you mist the water and you fan.
You spray yourself.
You're simulating a green version without the batteries of the propeller.
And I'm not promoting a bug killer, but it does a hell of a job.
It can absolutely double as that. And I'll tell you what, for companies out there that want to do some great things, and you mentioned the Red Cross, wouldn't they benefit from branding this and being able to put their company name on this and sponsoring it?
Yes, they would. And matter of fact, we have a second version of that can be logoed the whole product, which is out now, too, also. So there's two versions. You're looking at the retail version. Then we have a version that can be logoed.
Right on.
I think soon to come, the Game Changers Mist and Fan.
Game Changers Mist and Fan.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, Greg, everyone on this show, they know that they're listening in layers, okay? So if for those who are inventors, you're the truth teller. So if they want to get a hold of you, for companies out there that want to do something good and help people with your product, and for who else am I missing?
Oh, their own. Well, if they have an idea, they want to pitch.
If they have an idea for you, how do they get a hold of you, Greg?
They can call 855-MIST-AND-FAN or 855-647-8632.
Greg, thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you, guys.
Will you stick around?
I would love to.
Yeah, because you might want to chime in.
I'm excited about your next guest.
Your neighbors on the show.
That's right.
Now, Mark, I'll let you introduce them because these are people that are close to you, mm-hmm. and it's in a genre that you're very excited about.
And this isn't just the Bob and Mark bring their friends on the show deal. I mean, I'm truly passionate about this, as you know.
Exactly.
A lot of folks on the show know that one of my hobbies is I'm a fighter, so Muay Thai and Jiu-Jitsu, MMA,
yep.
That's my background. Well, I went into this gym, okay, and the workout craze that's sweeping the nation is boxing fitness, boxing and kickboxing.
Yep.
So the guests that I'm bringing on the show today, because first of all, I joined right away. I said, you know, I got to add this to my regimen, because here's the deal. I go to a fighter's gym, I fight there. But there's things that I was lacking. I told Lee flat out, I said, you know what? I got no gas tank. And I said, I need to work on the gas tank. I got nobody screaming at me at the gym. They're just screaming to fight.
Right.
So I wanted to get fit without the hit. Okay. And so I went in and I joined, and it's fantastic because I get to what they have a workout called the Power Hour, and that's all I focus on is my fitness level, my gas tank, my cardio, plyo, all kinds of great stuff. So I'd like to welcome Meredith Hess, the general manager, and Lee Robustelli, the head trainer from Title Boxing Clubs. Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you.
So tell me about the fitness craze first and foremost. I know about it, but you tell us about it. What's going on?
I'll tell you, it's spreading, right? I think you hit the nail on the head with just a short description there. You know, a lot of people come to the gym not being familiar with it. You know, Title Boxing Club, the name alone, it may lead someone to believe that's a traditional boxing gym, a fighter's gym. They'll come in, they get a different experience. They walk into the gym, they see it's a very open, inviting environment. Getting fit without getting hit. You know, it's funny. We have so many taglines, so many suggestions from members, and that's one we hear all the time consistently, mm-hmm. I think. And it's an apt description because you're going to learn the discipline of boxing, different disciplines of the Muay Thai, karate, so on and so forth. You're going to learn it in a setting through the Power Hour to where it's like an interval-based training. All right. So the power hour basically consists of this. We go through a 15-minute warm-up. We get your cardio up, get a little sweat on the brow. We stretch you out. We work 30, 35 minutes on the heavy bag. You'll work various combinations based on that trainer's discipline. We end up with 15 minutes of some core exercises. We concentrate on the ab routine. So it's a full body workout. You know, a lot of people say, you know, I want a fighter's build. How do you get to that, right? And they don't understand the work that goes into a fighter's regimen. So we really bring our members through that experience. And you don't have to have any experience in going through that at all. So you can come in. I would say 99% of our members have never fought before. So
and I'll tell you what, that's exactly the point. You know, my girlfriend, Christina, you know, I brought her with me to a fighter's gym, right? She lasts about 6 months before she figured out how to weasel out of that. Okay. She didn't even like hitting the pads because she was partnering up with me and I'd like break her arm through the pads. So she bailed. But I took her to the Title Boxing Club and she's like, that's exactly what I want to do. I want to hit a bag, a heavy bag, and I want to get that workout, but I don't want to partner up necessarily with somebody.
I don't want nobody hitting me.
Right. So Meredith, tell me about the type of folks that do come in, because I mentioned Title Boxing Club to Bob. He was immediately intimidated. Tell us the type of people it attracts and what you're really about.
What's surprising for a lot of people is actually our demographic is about 60% women, 40% men. It is closer to 50-50, I think, at certain times of the day, definitely, especially the after-work crowd. You'll get a much more 50-50 split. The ages would be, and we were talking about this earlier, around 38 to 40 years old.
The average age.
Yeah. So you definitely get younger from 18. I mean, you can be 12 and come do it. And then we have people in their 60s, and I think we even have a member or two in their 70s. So there's not that intimidation factor of you're walking into a boxing gym. You can be any level. You can be any weight. You can be any height. You can be any size, any of that. And come in and get just as good of a workout as the person next to you.
Yeah, there's no denying that when you see a fighter's body, you don't see an out of shape fighter's body. Right. I mean, that is like the ultimate workout.
Right. And we got to talk a little bit about the dispelling some myths about Title Boxing Club and what it's about and so forth. We got to do it after the break.
Yeah, absolutely. So in the meantime, go to GameChangersRadioShow.com, get plugged in, make sure you download our mobile app as well so you can catch up on some of our past episodes that are just as entertaining, if not equally entertaining as this one. So we'll
always
be right back after this. GameChangersRadioShow.com.
Attention, local business owners and self-employed professionals. Grab a pen because I'm going to give you the number one proven secret to make 2012 your best year ever. I'm Mark Imperial, and along with Bob Rugneris, we host the Game Changers radio show Saturday nights at 7. Each week, we interview game changers and learn the secrets of their success. These are business stories from struggle to success with the business celebrities who made them famous. Want the number one secret shared by the world's most successful business people like Bill Gates and the late Steve Jobs? Visit GameChangersRadioShow.com right now. We'll also give you our New Year's marketing checklist to make 2012 your best year ever. Visit GameChangersRadioShow.com. That's GameChangersRadioShow.com. Or call our 24-hour recorded info line toll-free at 888-595-8686. That's 888-595-8686. And listen to the Game Changers Radio Show Saturday nights at 7 with me, Mark Imperial, and Bob Rugneris right here on AM 560 WIND.
AM 560. Hey, we're back at Game Changers, business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here are Mark Imperial and Bob Rugneris.
Hey, Game Changers, we are back. We are talking with the core of the Title Boxing Club, the two that make this place tick, right? We've got Meredith Hess and Lee
Robustelli.
Robustelli. All right, just had to slow down. Robustelli?
Close enough, my friend.
I butcher every name, so you are in great company. So before the break, we were talking about Title Boxing Club. The immediate image is, okay, it's a fighter gym. We're thinking of the gym that Rocky trained in, right, in 1976. So how are you guys approaching with this franchise and other franchises to dispel that, to get the clientele in that you know that you guys are really able to serve?
I think it's more of the atmosphere, if anything, because when you walk in, you're not going to see the ring like in Rocky in the middle with the speed bags on the outside. You walk in and you see 60 heavy hanging bags. So it's actually, I think, more intimidating the first time you see it. But once you start talking to the staff and you meet the trainers and you try out that first class, you instantly realize the non-intimidation factor and how welcome you are and how open everyone is. And even when you're doing that first class and it's killing you, you get out and it's okay, and other people are too, and everyone's making you feel comfortable.
And Mark talked a little bit about the environment was clean, it was bright, mm-hmm. people like came in, and it was an encouraging atmosphere for them.
I think if someone walked into the gym, they would, it's a fitness club, they look at it as a fitness club. If it didn't say Title Boxing Club on the outside of the building, they'd walk in and say, wow, this is like anything else. You know, but here's the difference, I think, there's a few points. We're not the typical big box gym. You're a name in the gym, you're not a number. And that's what's great about the model, the business model, the Title Boxing Club alone. So you're going to come in, you're going to get a different type of workout. You're going to be motivated through that workout. I like to say we could do everything but pick you up at home and bring you there. You know, we offer, by the way, at TitleBoxingClub.com, if you go on the website, search Naperville location. First shot is free, so anyone's welcome to come in, take a first class. At no obligation whatsoever. We're that confident in the results you're going to get from the workout, how comfortable the atmosphere is there. We're more of a family environment than anything else. So please come in, take a look at the club. You'd be pleasantly surprised. And the staff is very welcoming. Like I said, you're a name, not a number. So we walk you through the steps. The technique, talk about boxing, talk about all these disciplines. What's great is we have basic classes, all right, where we work on your boxing stance, how to throw punches individually, how to walk around that bag, work on your balance, everything that really, so you can just grasp the knowledge of it. And you don't obviously have to have any experience at all. You know, another great thing I hear about a lot from a lot of members, it's a great stress reliever. Mm. You know, people come in after work, they come in, they see a heavy bag, they want to hit something.
They want to hit it. Absolutely. Yeah. People are underestimating what it actually takes, the energy it takes to hit a bag for a minute even.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting and very important, I think you mentioned on a break, was the fact that you mentioned the word family. It's a family place. Family and boxing
that
in
surprised
the same
me.
Sentence.
That surprised me.
Yeah, so what did you think, Bob, when I first told you, Title Boxing Club? Were you,
no, I pictured Rocky.
Yeah, you're intimidated.
So, and, you know, I've done some work with a club down in Harvey, the Harvey Boxing Club. I've done some marketing work for them. And that's a traditional, that's boxing. They're teaching kids how to box, and the ring is in the middle, and it's hardcore boxing. So that's, I got the image right away.
When you go to a class at Title Boxing Club, you see such a range of folks there. I see a lot of cross-training going on, because I see people there from volleyball teams. You know, you've got high school students, volleyball yes. teams. You've got gymnasts in there. Talk about some of the other variety of folks that are cross-training there.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, Mark. Thank you for that. We get a lot of, I mean, we're a great community gym. You know, so a lot of the local high schools, we have an age requirement to take part in the Power Hour classes. It's 12 and up. So when we talk about that, the diversity we have in there, a lot of the local swim team, the wrestling team, they all want to CrossFit because basically you're using the same movements in a lot of other sports, but you want to strengthen those muscle groups just in different ways. Okay, so that's what boxing brings you. Muay Thai, all these different disciplines that we teach. So a lot of people come in for that.
A yeah. couple of layers here, folks listening, more layers. Okay, yep. If you're an entrepreneur, I know a lot of entrepreneurs are like, hey, man, I need to get into shape myself because I'm behind my desk all day. Take the shot, first of all. And you mentioned, you know, tell us like real quickly what a first-time member should expect. Take us through their experience.
They're going to expect to sweat a lot. We tout you're going to burn 800 to 1,000 calories an hour. We measure that.
Yeah, now that's amazing. Last workout, I saw a woman and you asked her, how many calories did we burn? She said 965.
Yes.
What was she doing? She had a watch on?
Or? Yeah, she did. Yeah, we you know what? We have, I would say probably 20% of our member enrollment. Where's the heart rate monitors with the calorie counters on them? And after every class, you know, everyone's bragging about how many calories they burn. Now, everyone's at a different fitness level, of course. Mm-hmm. But your heart rate is going to just skyrocket as soon as you get into class, okay? And you're going to stay in the target heart range for the whole hour. The class is nonstop. The power hour truly is what it's called, the power hour. It's nonstop moving for an hour. So, you know, you're going through plyometric exercises, hitting the core, full body workouts, getting on that bag, hitting the bag, relieving that stress, learning the technique, having a good time, sweating. It's an exhausting class. It's very challenging. It's
yeah,
a lot
so
of fun.
I'm going to put a challenge out to everyone out there. Try the free shot, right?
Yeah.
So how do they get a hold of you and find your locations?
Yes, TitleBoxingClub.com. You could search any of the locations. But we're in Naperville, Illinois. We'll be growing. We'll have other locations in the near future. Please take a look. Find directions. Come in. Take that first shot free. Experience the greatest workout of your life.
Meredith awesome. Lee, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Stick Fantastic. Around, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to a quick break. So go to GameChangersRadioShow.com. Download our app, too, while you're at it. Silly people.
And we'll talk to Drax after the break.
Drax is after the break. That's right.
Attention, local business owners and self-employed professionals. Grab a pen because I'm going to give you the number one proven secret to make 2012 your best year ever. I'm Mark Imperial, and along with Bob Rigneris, we host the Game Changers radio show Saturday nights at 7. Each week, we interview game changers and learn the secrets of their success. These are business stories from struggle to success with the business celebrities who made them famous. Want the number one secret shared by the world's most successful business people like Bill Gates and the late Steve Jobs? Visit GameChangersRadioShow.com right now. We'll also give you our New Year's marketing checklist to make 2012 your best year ever. Visit GameChangersRadioShow.com. That's GameChangersRadioShow.com. Or call our 24-hour recorded info line toll-free at 888-595-8686. That's 888-595-8686. And listen to the Game Changers Radio Show Saturday nights at 7 with me, Mark Imperial, and Bob Rigneris right here on AM 560 WIND.
AM 560. Hey, we're back at Game Changers, business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here are Mark Imperial and Bob Rigneris.
All right, folks. As if you haven't had enough, yet we've got more.
And there's more, but wait.
You're listening to the Game Changers radio show, your power thinking hour. What do we call it?
It's a power idea hour now.
We're the power idea hour.
We do all the thinking for you.
As everyone's cooling themselves off with their Mistin fans, which is an awesome invention, mistinfan.com.
We got the heavy bags out in the hall.
Lee and Meredith, titleboxingclub.com. But Mark, why don't you bring up our next guest?
That's right.
One name only.
One name only. He goes by Drax. And you know, it was Dr. Drax. That was his DJ name. And Drax is the president of the American Disc Jockey Association. So Drax, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you on the show. Because, you know, Drax is a guy that I met years ago. And I'll tell you, he's like one of the good guys in the DJ industry. There's a lot of great people in the DJ industry. But there's few that are really like reaching out and trying to raise the bar for everybody. And Drax is one of them. So I'm really excited to have you on the call today. Cool. So Drax, you know, and just for the sake of the listeners, for the layers that we talk about, here's what I want you to listen to. A DJ entertainer is a service business. Okay?
It is.
So if you have a service business, what we're going to talk about right now probably applies to you. Okay? Because we have a lot of the same challenges. So Drax, give us really quickly some background on the birth of the American Disc Jockey Association and the people that you serve.
The American Disc Jockey Association started in the 90s. It started as a trade association to help DJs advance. Initially, it was more of a fraternal club. Myself and a couple other colleagues became members of the board of directors in the early part of the last decade, and we started to move it from more of a conversational organization to a strategic organization to help DJs build and grow their business. In fact, our purpose statement, or defining statement, if you will, is we help DJs build and grow their business. That's everything we do. Everything we do is wrapped up in that canonized statement. And what that means is we take small operations, small business people. Most DJs are what's called a single system operator. That means it's one entertainer selling himself. And a lot of times, because these guys are in music and they're in the entertainment aspect, they don't really have all the business underpinnings that they need. They don't have the understanding of insurance and the understanding of how to sell and market, how to generate leads, and how to generate activity, and also how to increase their performance that they deliver at their shows so that clients walk away with, wow, that was the most incredible event I've been to. In my personal business, I used to liken it to that I create events your guests will never forget instead of ones they'd like to.
I like that. Yeah, I'll tell you, Drax, that like what you just said, it rings so true that people came into the business because they're passionate about the music, about the equipment, whatever it is. And they don't realize that, hey, guys, this is a business. You got to learn how to run a business. And that's sort of what you're bringing to the table and kind of letting people.
It's a problem that's not unlike most passionate people,
you know,
have, right?
A lot of folks have the same problem. You know, the dog groomer got in the business because they like Fluffy.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. Most small businesses, the entrepreneur gets into it because he has a passion for it. First, he has a passion for it. Then he believes, hey, I could do this and actually make money. But a lot of times, the passion drives the force, and sometimes they don't get engaged into the proper tools, the necessity of how to utilize social media, the necessity of why a website's important and how it should be all about content people want to read, not all about you. So, you know, you take anybody running a small business, if you look at your website, if it's all about you, it's not engaging. It's not bringing the consumer in to want you because it's a little puffery. It's a little self-adulation. Instead, it should be all about them and how what you have will solve problems for them. Because ultimately, in any small business, that's what consumers look to. When they look for a business to hire, they have a problem that they need a solution for. And so what we do for DJs is we help them change how they look and how they approach their marketing. Our particular website, adja.org, it's chock full of content, not only to help DJs, but more importantly, to help consumers learn how to hire DJs. So they learn the right questions to ask, learn the right things to look for, because nothing is worse than to hire somebody to do your wedding that you've spent $35,000, $40,000 on, and to find out at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, the guy's a no-show. And this doesn't happen with our members because our members live to a code of conduct and they have a higher business ethic. And that kind of applies to all small businesses. You need to have a defined code of conduct in your business, particularly if you bring employees in. You need to have these underpinnings that help consumers understand what's different between you and just every other Joe Schmo. It was interesting, your earlier guests carved out what I thought were extremely interesting niche markets for products that a need existed. So often people try to do something and then figure out who will buy it instead of look at who needs what they have and take it. The whole, you know, gym with the boxing thing, I thought that was a clever mechanism because it's a great way to get fit and it makes exercise a lot less boring. I mean, I kind of hate the gym because I don't want to sit on a bike and ride for 20 miles and do...
And not go anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, niche marketing is where it's at because the bottom line is your message resonates so much deeper with your prospect rather than you can't just open up another gym. It's just another gym. So right. Niche marketing. Hey, Drax, hang on. We're going to take a quick break, okay? And we're going to come right back after this. Visit GameChangersRadioShow.com and make sure you download our app already. And we'll be right back with more Dr. Drax.
Attention, local business owners and self-employed professionals. Grab a pen because I'm going to give you the number one proven secret to make 2012 your best year ever. I'm Mark Imperial, and along with Bob Rigneris, we host the Game Changers radio show Saturday nights at 7. Each week, we interview game changers and learn the secrets of their success. These are business stories from struggle to success with the business celebrities who made them famous. Want the number one secret shared by the world's most successful business people like Bill Gates and the late Steve Jobs? Visit GameChangersRadioShow.com right now. We'll also give you our New Year's marketing checklist to make 2012 your best year ever. Visit GameChangersRadioShow.com. That's GameChangersRadioShow.com. Or call our 24-hour recorded info line toll-free at 888-595-8686. That's 888-595-8686. And listen to the Game Changers Radio Show Saturday nights at 7 with me, Mark Imperial, and Bob Rigneris right here on AM 560 WIND.
AM 560. Hey, we're back at Game Changers, business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here are Mark Imperial and Bob Rigneris.
Hey, Game Changers, welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Drax, the president of the American Disc Jockey Association. And Drax, before the break, we were talking about education-based marketing and how it's so important to have this education out there. Why don't you talk about that and why it's so important that any business can gain a lot from this?
Well, in every business, we all have strengths and weaknesses. The key is rather than to look at the market and say, oh, we're not doing well because of the economy, because of Obama, because of this or because of that. Those are all external things that allow us to feel good because we push out the blame. If we look internally and say, okay, what am I not doing right? And how can I find education and improve what I know and how I perform in all aspects of the business, sales, marketing, performance, telephone? Those things help you build your business. And that's what separates proven successful businesses versus people that are trying to survive by advertising on Craigslist. You know, I would tell anybody, don't hire an entertainer off of Craigslist. Because obviously, if they don't know any more about running a business, they're most likely just looking to do something as a hobby. It's just fun. Now, you know, if you're having a couple friends and a beer keg in the backyard, perhaps that's a good idea. But, you know, if you're having an event with your corporation, your company, your wedding, your family, things that are important, essentially non-do-over type events, you want an educated professional. Just like if you're an inventor, you want to go seek out qualified advice on how to get your invention into market. You don't want to go to just some guy advertising on television.
You get what you pay for.
Get what you pay for. You know, and that's what we do with American Disc Jockey Association, ADJA, ADJA.org. What we do is we help DJs to build and grow their business. Corollary to that, we educate consumers on how to hire a DJ, that you should never hire a DJ that doesn't have a $1 million liability policy, because the last thing you want is some guy that's not paying attention and he sets his speaker up wrong and it falls over, cracks granny on the head. You want somebody that's a professional. You want someone that's got insurance, someone that's a member of ADJA, that lives by a code of business conduct. We think we do that. We educate consumers. We were one of the first organizations to publish a video on iPod weddings to show people literally how foolish it is to spend tens of thousands of dollars on a wedding and then utilize an iPod, which ultimately produces the mass casualty training.
Oh, but it's just so easy. Plug in an iPod. And how hard can it be?
It so misinforms everyone because they're focusing on the fact that we're just music. But actually, the DJ entertainer directs the entire flow. They're your ringmaster, if you will.
Well, it's really instructive, exactly. Mark, because if you're in the business of offering something which is what we would call normal, you have to figure out a way to wrap it so that it becomes extraordinary.
And I'll tell you, I got to throw this in there real quick because I just recently surveyed a lot of DJs and they complain a lot about the Craigslist DJ and they look at that and their competition as their problem. But something I wrote down is that your problem is often not what you think it is. So you end up focusing on the wrong solution. It's like, for example, the competition is not really your barrier. It's public perception and the education, like what Drax is doing right here. And this is another thing I always tell them. Price only becomes a factor in absence of any other differentiating value that is known and accepted by your prospect.
Exactly. The statement I often use is, until you know value, price is irrelevant. And, you know, one of the things for consumers, you got to consider when you're hiring a professional DJ, you're not hiring a music source. What you're hiring is someone to be an excellent, articulate, well-groomed, well-mannered spokesperson to represent you in front of your family and friends and guests. You want someone that understands the role of master of ceremonies. It's not something he picked up with EMCEE. It's a question of they understand the role.
Hey, Drax, we're going to have you back on, man. Give out your contact info.
ADJA.org. You can reach us online at office at ADJA.org, or you can reach us by phone at 888-723-5776.
Drax, thanks for being on the show, buddy.
You bet.
Everybody, GameChangersRadioShow.com. Bob, you want to say a few words?
We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Attention, local business owners and self-employed professionals. Grab a pen because I'm going to give you the number one proven secret to make 2012 your best year ever. I'm Mark Imperial, and along with Bob Rigneris, we host the Game Changers Radio Show Saturday nights at 7. Each week, we interview game changers and learn the secrets of their success. These are business stories from struggle to success with the business celebrities who made them famous. Want the number one secret shared by the world's most successful business people like Bill Gates and the late Steve Jobs? Visit GameChangers.com. GameChangersRadioShow.com right now. We'll also give you our New Year's marketing checklist to make 2012 your best year ever. Visit GameChangersRadioShow.com. That's GameChangersRadioShow.com. Or call our 24-hour recorded info line toll-free at 888-595-8686. That's 888-595-8686. And listen to the Game Changers Radio Show Saturday nights at 7 with me, Mark Imperial, and Bob Rigneris right here on AM 560 WIND.